果他们有足够的波罗蜜，或如果他们是很纯熟的禅修者，他们也可以在坐板凳或椅子时入禅。
In this case, Venerable Sariputta and Venerable Subhuti are examples. Venerable Sariputta was an expert in Nirodha Samabhati. When he went for Amstrong in the village, he always entered into Nirodha Samabhati in front of every house. Before accepting their offerings, he accepted the offerings only after having emerged from Nirodha Samabhati. This is his nature.
上面这种情形可以以尊者舍利佛和尊者须菩提来做例子。尊者舍利佛专精于灭本智 Nirodha Samabhati。 当他到村庄村落破波时，他总是在接受供养前，在每户家门前入灭等智。他只有在从灭等智出定后才接受供养，这是他的特性。
Venerable Subhuti was an expert in Metta Bhavana. He also entered into Metta Jhana in front of every house before accepting the offerings. After having emerged from Metta Jhana, he accepted the offerings. Why? They have desire for the donor to get benefits. They understand that if they do that, then immeasurable and superior kusala will occur in the donor's thought process. They have enough Metta for the donors, so they do that. In the same way, here also, you should think about Anapana Jhana.
尊者须菩提专精于持观，他也是在接受供养前，在每户人家门前入持禅。从持禅出定后，他接受供养。为什么？他们想要让施主获利益。他们了解，如果他们这么做，那么无量而殊胜的善法会在施主的心路过程中升起。他们对施主充满慈悲，因此他们这么做。同样的，在这里您应该想到安波念禅。
Any question?
有问题吗？
Yeah, we will continue. Question 3.
问题三。
What is the object of Anapana Pothjhana? If there is no breath in Pothjhana, is there any nimitta?
安波念四禅的所言是什么？如果在第四禅中没有呼吸，那么在第四禅中还有任何禅相吗？
There is still Pratibhaga Nimitta in Anapana Pothjhana, although there may be no in-breath and out-breath. In this case, that Anapana Pratibhaga Nimitta can be called Asasa Pasasa, in-breath, out-breath, because that Anapana Pratibhaga Nimitta arises depending upon the ordinary natural breath. It is explained in Pratisamhita Magga commentary in Visuddhi Magga Sub-commentary.
在第四禅中仍然有四相，虽然也许在第四禅中没有入习和出习，在这种情形下，那个安波念四相可以被称为入习和出习 Asasa Pasasa， 因为那安波念四相是借由普通自然的呼吸而升起的。这点在无碍解道的注释和清净道论的次注释书中有解释。
Any question?
有问题吗？
Any question? Then we will continue question 4.
问题四。
Can one enter into Arupa Samabhati or practice Metta Bhavana directly from Anapanasati?
是否可以从安波念第四禅直接进入无色界定或修持禅？
From Anapana Bodh Jhana, one cannot practice directly Arupa Jhana Samabhati. Why? Arupa Jhana, especially Agasana Jayarana Jhana, can occur by removing one of the Gasina objects. Without removing or pulling out the Gasina object, one cannot attain Agasana Jayarana Jhana. After removing one Gasina object and emphasizing on the space Agasa, then Agasana Jayarana Jhana's object will occur. At that time, when he sees Agasa, he must extend that Agasa gradually. And when the Agasa is spread in every direction, then the Gasina object will disappear. Again, he must spread this Agasa object up to infinite universe. That Agasa is the object of Agasana Jayarana Jhana. Vijnana Jayarana Jhana's object is that Agasana Jayarana Jhana, Vijnana or consciousness. Agencha Jayarana Jhana's object is the absence of Agasana Jayarana Jhana, Chaita, consciousness. Neva Sinyana Sinyayarana Jhana's object is Agencha Jayarana Jhana, consciousness. So these four Arupa Jhana are based on the Gasina Bodh Jhana and Gasina object. Without removing Gasina object, one cannot go directly to Arupa Jhana. So if one yogi practices Anapana Gamadhana up to Bodh Jhana, and then if he wants to go to Arupa Jhana, he should practice the Ten Gasina first up to Bodh Jhana. After that, only he can go to Arupa Jhana.
Because a 禅修者不可能从安波念第四禅直接修无色界禅定，为什么？无色界禅，特别是空无边处禅，只能借由余气十片处中任何一个片处所言才能升起，如果没有余气或拔走一个片处所言，那就无法入空无边处禅。在余开一个片处的所言，而且专注在虚空，那么空无边处的所言将会出现。在那时候，当他看到虚空的相，他必须渐渐地把虚空扩大。当虚空遍满十方，片处的所言就会消失。接着他必须扩展这个虚空直到无限宇宙，那个虚空就是空无边处禅的所言。事无边处禅的所言是空无边处的禅心，无所有处禅的所言是空无边处禅心的不存在。非想非非想处禅的所言就是无所有处禅心。所以这四个无色禅是基于片处的第四禅和片处的所言，如果没有移开片处所言，禅修者就无法直接入无色界定。因此，如果一位禅修者修习安波念业处直到第四禅，而且他想入无色界定，他必须首先修习十片处直到第四禅，在那之后他可以入无色界定。
From Anapana Bodh Jhana, if he wants to practice Metta Bhavana, then he can do so. In this case, there will be no problem. But he must try to see the person who is the object of Metta. with the help of Anabanapodjana's light. If his light is not enough, there may be a little bit problem. This is exceptional. But after Gasinapodjana, especially white Gasinapodjana, if he brightens Middha Bhavana, there may be quick success. So we teach Middha Bhavana after white Gasina Bhavana.
如果他想从安波念第四禅修持观 Metta Bhavana， 他可以这么做，像这种情形是没有问题的。不过他必须借助安波念第四禅的光，试着看那他修持禅所缘的人。如果他的光不够强，那也许会有一点问题，这是少见的。 不过在修片处第四禅后，特别是在白片处第四禅后，如果他修持禅，那将比较快成功。所以我们在白片处休息后教导持禅。Any
question？
有问题吗？安巴念第四禅的所缘有什么特性？ 它的特性为什么不能转去修无色界禅？ What is the characteristic of the fourth jhana anapana object? And so why, which make the meditator cannot practice the Arupa Jhana? What is the characteristic of this Anapana Vajjana object?
You mentioned in this, Arupa Jhana, especially Agasanijayana Jhana. Agasanijayana Jhana's object is Agasa. That Agasa is not ordinary Agasa.
What Kasina? Agasa Kasina.
Agasanijayana Jhana.
虚空无边处，这个虚空不是普通的虚空，不是普通的虚空 ，not ordinary akasa.
Agasa nijayana jhana's object is not other ordinary agasa space.
这空无边处的虚空不是普通的虚空。
That agasa is Oga by removing one of the Gasina objects.
这个虚空是去除其中一个片处所留下的虚空。
For example, if you pay attention, there may be window. Between the four frames, there may be Agasa.
例如我们注意一个窗口，这窗的四边的中间有一个虚空。
If you pay attention to that Agasa successfully, you can reach first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana.
假如你注意这虚空成功的话， 你可以达到初禅乃至第四禅。
But you cannot go to Arupa jhana from that Agasa.
但是不能达到无色界定。
This is ordinary Agasa.
这是一般的虚空，
or natural agasa，
或者自然的虚空。
That natural agasa cannot produce agasa nijayana jhana's object.
这自然的虚空不能产生空无边处。
But agasa nijayana jhana's object is space. That space must be oga by removing one of the gasina object.
空无边处的所缘，它的虚空是移去任何一个片处所留下的虚空。
But you may do not understand anything the meaning.
你可能不了解这个意思。
Because you do not study practically.
因为你还没有实际的去修习。
Firstly, if one yogi, he want to study, he must be expert. And then Gasinas Abdu Port Jhana.
如果一个人想休息的话， 首先他必须经仪十个遍偏处一直到出禅
If he is but indigesting an object,
that's the time.
If he is but indigesting an object up to put jhana, at the day he can go, agasa ninja yarana jhana. He can study, agasa ninja yarana jhana.
在精通于这片处的四禅后，他可以学习空无边处。
Here one example.
一个例子。
If he want to study agasa ninja yarana jhana,Firstly, he should try Patavi Gesina object.
如果他想修虚空空无边处的话，首先他修第一片处。
He must try the Patavi Gesina Saga as Nimitta.
从这个地的一个圆像作为他的所缘。
He must concentrate on that Patavikasina Saga.
他必须专注在这个地片的原相。
When his concentration deep and profound, at that day, Kasina Saga will be clear and bright.
当他的定力深的时候，这个地片将变得明亮。
At that day, he can extend his Kasina Saga up to Ananda Jagatwala slowly.
那么他可以扩大他的地片直到宇宙那么大
After that, he should concentrate on that Kasina object in one place
接着他专注在片处的其中一个地方一个部位
When absorption occurs, he can reflect jhana fetters
当禅那发生他可以检查禅枝
If he is successful he can continue first jhana second jhana third jhana up to fourth jhana
如果成功的话他可以尝试初禅二禅三禅乃至第四禅
After fourth jhana imagine from fourth jhana he should reflect
在第四禅之后他应该思维
He must perceive this Kasina Saga or this Patavi Kasina is Rupa.
这地片处是色法。
Because of this Rupa, including Patavi Kasina Rupa, there are many fightings, many quarrelings, many deceits.
由于这色法包括这个地片处色法，所以有很多的斗争很多的疾病
If there are no rupa object then there will be no fighting no quarreling no disease etc
如果没有这些设法的话就没有各种的斗争和疾病
With the reverse mind on the rupa object he should pay attention on that Patavikasina Saga Patavikasina object Agasa again
以这种厌离色法的心他再次的专注地片
When he can penetrate Agasa in that Patavikasina object he should emphasize only Agasa
当他能够去除这地片的虚空的时候他就只单单专注虚空
When Agasa space is very clear at that day he should slowly extend Agasa
当这个虚空的片处很清楚的时候他就可以扩大这个片处
When Agasa is spread slowly up to 10 directions at the time Patavi Kasina object will disappear
当这个虚空能够慢慢的扩展至十方渐渐的这个地片的像就会消失
Then Agasa is Agasa Ninja Yana Jhana's object.
那个虚空就是空无边处的所缘。
So the natural Agasa cannot produce Agasa Ninja Yana Jhana.
所以自然的虚空不能产生空无边处。
In Bali, it is called Kasino Gatika Magasa.
在巴利文，就是这样。
Casino Gadiga Magasa. The space which occurs by removing one of casino.
这是以去除其中一个片处的虚空。
So the natural agasa space in the agasa in jayarana jana's object agasa not same.
所以自然的虚空跟空无边处的虚空不一样。
When he successful agasa in jayarana jana, at the day he can continue vinyana in jayarana jana, agasa in jayarana jana, nivasinya, nasinya jayarana jana.
当他成功了空无边处后, 他可以尝试四无边处无所有处非想非想处。
If he do not successful in agasa in jayarana jana, then he cannot study vinyana in jayarana jana, agasa in jayarana jana, nivasinya, nasinya jayarana jana.
如果他的空无边处不成功的话, 那么他就不能修四无边处无所有处和非想非想处。
Okay. Any question? Then we will continue question 5.
问题五.
How can one decide himself to die to die?
一个人如何决定他死亡的时间?
That is, decide to die whenever he wants to.
也就是任何他想的时候，他就可以死。 他可以自己决定他死的时间。
Do you want?
你要啊。
If you want, there may be many problems, I think.
如果你要的话，会有很多很多问题啊。
The whole world may be full of corpses.
这整个世界都会变成尸体。
So, if you practice Anapana Gamatana Abdu, Arahata stage, you can decide exactly the time of your Parinibbana. Visuddhimagga mentioned about one Mahathera who attained Parinibbana while walking. Firstly, he drew a line on his walking path and then said such to his fellow Brahmacharis that he will attain Parinibbana when he reached that line. Then it happened exactly as he had said. For those who are not arahant, if they have practiced Padeja Samubhada, the Vedic origination, the causal relationship between cause and effects of the past, present and future, then they can also know their lifespan, but not exact like that Mahathera just mentioned. They do not know the exact date. They may know the burial around the time they will die.
如果您修习安波念业处，直到阿罗汉位，你便能够准确地决定自己波涅槃的时间。清净道论中提到，一位大长老在走路的时候进入波涅槃。首先，他在走道上画一条横线，并对 随行修行者说，当他走到那条横线时，他能证入波涅槃。然后就如他所说的发生了。对那些不是阿罗汉的人们来说，如果他们修习缘起观，也就是过去、现在、未来的因果关系，那么他们也可以知道他们生命的期限。不过， 他们不能像刚才提到的那位大长老那样的精确，他们不知道精确的时刻，他们也许只知道大约的死期。
But they attain Parinibbana or they die according to the law of karma, not according to their own wish. There is one stanza recited by Venerable Sariputta. Nabi nandami jiwi dan nabi nandami marana. Kalawa badi genkami nibi san padago yata. I do not love life, I do not love death, but expect the dying of Parinibbana like a government servant who wait for his Bodhi.
不过他们入波涅盘或者死去是依乐的法则，不是依据他们自己的期望。这里有一段尊者舍利弗念诵的偈颂，意思是：我不贪爱生命，我不贪爱死亡，对涅槃来临的期望，就如同王家的公仆们等待发薪日子的到来一样。
Today, whenever he wants, is called Adimodi Marana. This Adimodi Marana can be done by mature Bodhisattva only. Why? When they were reborn in celestial place, where there was no opportunity for them to fulfill their Bharami, they don't want to waste their time. So sometimes they do Adimodi Marana.That means they die whenever they decide to die and take bodhisandhi in human world to fulfill their bharami. Savakas and other persons cannot do adimodi marana.
依任何他所希望的时间死亡，称为圣解死亡 adimodi marana. 这圣解死亡只有成熟的菩萨能做。为什么？当他们投身到天界，而没有机会让他们去圆满他们的波罗蜜，他们不想浪费他们的时间，所以有时候他们做圣解死亡。这意味他们依任何他们决定的时间死亡，而在人间结身以圆满他们的波罗蜜，声闻及其他人不能做圣解死亡。
你回去？
有问题吗？菩萨是凡夫。为什么能做圣解死亡？你说 Bodhisattva is a Puttujana. How can he do this Adimodi Marana?
Because of matured Parami.
因为成熟的波罗蜜。
Okay.Question 6.If one day we will die in an accident, for example, in an air crash, can our mind at the dying jump out so that we will not have any bodily pain? How? Can one, depending on the power of meditation, be not fearful at the dying and be liberated? What degree of concentration?
如果有一天我们意外死亡，例如飞机失事，在那时候我们的心识是否可以跳脱肉身？因此我们将不会有任何肉身的痛苦。如何做呢？是否可以借由禅定的力量，当下不会恐惧心慌而得解脱？是要依靠什么程度的禅定？
The degree of concentration needed is when you can try up to Adi Vidya Abhijnana, various supernormal psychic powers. At that time, you can try to escape from that danger. But if you have any matured akusala karma which is ready to produce its result,Then you should remember about Venerable Mahamoggallana. He was an expert in psychic powers, but when his Akusala Gama are matured, on that day he cannot enter into jhana. This is because of his matured Akusala Gama, not because of defilements or hindrances. So the robbers were able to crush his bones till the size of rice grain. Abhidhali Rabas had left thinking that he was dead. Then only he can enter into jhana.